Always wanting more, never having enough. Yeah, it's a common feeling among many of us. We always want more. Even when we have enough, we want more. Why is that? Because we want to live outside of the moment. But if we take a second, pause, and live in the moment, we can clearly see what we have is more than enough at that moment. Take a raspberry, take a blueberry, take a blackberry, take a cherry. Mix them up. Put them all together, sit in the refrigerator, and let it marinate. What do we have? Berry juice. Berry juice. So what does berry juice have to do with living in the moment? Well, let me see if I can break this down for you. Living in the moment is kind of like berry juice. You have each one of those succulent, sweet, black, blue berries. And each one by itself doesn't seem like enough. But when you put them all together, you feel like you have a complete mixture, and it feels like everything has come together. But if you take a blackberry by itself, or blueberry by itself, or cherry by itself, it just seems like one single thing. But when we put them all together, it seems like a lot. And we always want more. So, while we are wanting more, that means that we have a perception of less. And so we always want to look beyond what we have to gain more. Now, let's be clear. There's nothing wrong with wanting more. That is absolutely fine. But what we have to do is understand where we are in the moment, that it is just enough for that moment. Are you with me? Good. So, if we continue with living in the moment and seeing how great everything that we have at that moment is more than enough, we can then get to the next step, which is having more than enough. Right? Sounds kind of weird when you say it out loud, but the truth of the matter is we can't predict what's going to happen in our future. What we do, we live in the past and make it a facade of what the future could be, when in fact, that particular event may never even happen. So, we spent time and energy living in the future instead of enjoying the present. So if you're dealing with anything that seems like a fear or makes you uncomfortable or makes you think you don't have enough, don't worry about it. Live in your current moment. Be thankful in your current moment. moment, know that what you have at this moment is more than enough. So if you only have blueberries right now, you can still get berry juice. It'll just be blueberry juice. If you only have blackberries, you can still get berry juice. It'll just be blackberry juice. If you only have cherries, you will still have a berry. It would just be cherry juice. Get it? Then, when you have all of those things come together in the very near future, then you will have a mixture of berry juice. So just live in the moment. Don't rush.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. 2022. And we are on the first day of March in 2022. Hallelujah. Ow, thank you, Jesus. That's what I want to say. Welcome back to Wish Empower Me Events Podcast. This is the first one this year. You know that means that we've been uber super busy. Or uber super inundated in prayer, man. Trying to make sure that we're doing the things that God wants us to do. Yes, yes. But you know what? I just want to take a moment out on this first day of March to first and foremost give thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say this quick prayer because sometimes, you know, we just need to stop. We just need to pause and take a moment and reflect and say thank you, Jesus. We have been through a tumultuous time between March 2020 and March 2022. And those times are still tumultuous. We see gas prices going through the roof. We see food supplies being shortened. We see the cost of food, education, health care, all rising. We see politicalization of health care in America being taken as to what I equate to a joke. People aren't taking it serious. We see so many things being compromised, which puts us as people and as a country in jeopardy. So to forego all of that, I kept hearing in the middle of it all, God saying, focus on me. So I just want to say to you, if you're struggling right now, if you're feeling overwhelmed, just trust God. Take your eyes off the news, take your eyes off social media, and just turn inwards to God. Just take a moment and reflect on where you are today from where you were 2 years ago. Many of us have been able to come through these days and come out, you know, looking pretty good. You know, there's scripture in the Bible where God tells Isaiah that nothing will overflow you, okay? No rivers will overflow you. No floods will overflow you. I will bring you through. And so I want you to just take a moment and just reflect on what I'm about to share with you and just meditate on it and know that no matter what you go through, God has you. So just to give you a word of encouragement, I want you to go to read Isaiah 43:2, and it says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you should not be burned, nor shall flame scorch you. And what God is saying is, no matter how high, deep, wide, hot, intense the situation may be, if you keep your eyes and your heart, most importantly, your heart, turn towards God, He will bring you through. He will bring you through unharmed, unscathed, unburned, untorched, dry, clean, clear, resuscitated, refreshed, renewed. Because that's a promise. That's a promise that God made to Isaiah. And He makes that same promise to us. And He made it to Isaiah because Isaiah sought God. He knew that the armies was too powerful for him. But God said, I got you. And that's what He's telling us today. I got you. If you belong to me, I belong to you. I got you. So our response to this should be, thank you, Lord, for bringing these scriptures to my remembrance. Lord, whenever any doubt or fear shall enter into my mind, help me, Lord, to always stay focused on you. Amen. Amen. So I suggest to you today that you meditate on this word on this March 1st, 2022. Don't let the events of the world inundate you or overwhelm you. Trust that God will bring you through. He's brought you this far. He's not going to leave you. In Jesus' name, I claim all victory, love, and peace among every ear that hears this word. And I just wish you nothing less than God's phenomenal love and grace over your life. Have a wonderful, blessed day. This is Barbara Robinson, Wish Empower Me Events. Enjoy the rest of your day. Peace and love.